The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
And it's a very long, detailed email. I won't read it, but it was fascinating and it was interesting and it was generated because I spoke about Stranger Things on Netflix. I won't say the S part because I didn't pull the Echo File. Hi, I'm Echo File. But first, let me clear something up. Brent Lovey. And maybe you know it already and just kind of misworded the email, but I kind of got a little throw up in my mouth when you said, I love the work you put into my show, and I love the other characters. Conscience, Big Fatty, all wonderful. Lovey, I don't do Big Fatty. I may be accused, rightly so, of doing other characters.
Huh?
Footprint.
Yeah, you're right, Footprint.
But I do not do Big Fatty. Big Fatty is indeed, you may know this already, but Big Fatty is a person, a human being, terrifying human being, who has his own podcast, BigFattyOnline.com. Don't forget the online part. You don't want to see what happens when you just do BigFatty.com. But I don't do him in any sense of the word.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I kind of got a little throw up in my mouth.
Yes, well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2365 of the Evo for Monday, the 6th of February, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and Big Fatty and, y'all, it's So-So Question Month. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, extra show us Big Fatty. That's everybody this week. It is an extra show because you did the superb owl little show. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, now, for those of you who may have forgotten, yesterday at halftime during the superb owl, Big Fatty started off year number 10 of the BFO. Big Fatty, it just seems like it seems like 20 years, not 10. Well, sometimes it does. So y'all, you get six little shows this week. So y'all, if your listening device only deletes the Big Fatty, what are you trying? I'm trying to say that there was a little show yesterday. If you didn't listen to it, go back and get it if you don't have it already. Big Fatty, you went around the world to come up with that one to pull it out of your ass. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all now, last time I talked to you was Thursday evening, and y'all got up and went to the coal mine on for right. Old Vader wasn't there. I'm not sure where Vader was, but I think he is at some sort of convention, a coal mine convention or something like that. I don't really know. Y'all, it was a nice day. Nice day in the coal mine on for right. I had brought in a garden salad for my lunch that day, but y'all, I decided that for the superb owl, that I was going to make me, some of that, Velveeta and, Rotel cheese dip. But y'all, I found a recipe, that you add, a half a pound of the breakfast, sausage to it. You fry it up and everything. So y'all, I had that, during the superb owl yesterday, instead of eating my garden salad, I ran over to the Von Z's. Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it. Y'all ran over to the Vons Eastern lunch hour. Y'all, they had a submarine, the Codon Blue submarine sandwich on sale this week, so I picked that up. Y'all, it was okay. It's not nearly as good as the chicken tender submarine sandwich. But anyway, I got it and tried it. It was okay. I only ate half of it. Y'all, I picked up some sour cream while I was there. I got the Rotel diced tomatoes with the chilies in it. I picked me up an onion. Y'all, they had the baked potato skins on sale. Buy one, get one free. The box of those. And so I got that. I was going to have that for the Superb Owl, but I decided to just enjoy the cheese dip instead. They had a promotion that if you bought two bags of the potato chips, the Lay's potato chips, Big Fatty, bet you can't eat just one, you would win that bet. Then you got a dollar off a pound of ground meat. So y'all, I picked up a pound of ground meat. I got my Velveeta loaf. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. No, it's actually quite good. Y'all, I got baked Ruffles, two bags of the baked Ruffles potato chips to dip in my cheese dip, and y'all, then I got a big old party size bag of the Cheetos and I left them in the coal mine for everybody to enjoy. Y'all, then I had a coupon for those potato skins, even though they were buy one get one free, and y'all, I spent $31.03, but I saved $15.17, and I had cheese dip. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, after work on for right, came back here to the villa, and y'all went for a nipple walk. Went for a nipple walk through Fat Acres. Y'all, it's chilly, though. It's chilly outside, so I put on my camisole and did a nice walk through. Y'all, lots going on the house building front. I don't think they've started anything new, but y'all, they looks like about three or four are getting ready to start this coming week, so I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. What did I do? Then on Saturday, y'all, for Friday night, I just piddled around the villa. I don't think I did anything. If I big fatty, y'all, and you know, after the colonoscopy, you know, it they told me that it would take a couple of days before I returned to a normal stool set. Please. So y'all, things have returned to normal. Then on Saturday, y'all, it was nice to sleep in, and I did that, and y'all, then I went out and I did a little shopping, y'all. I think I had mentioned this before, that I had purchased some outdoor lighting to go on my back porch here at the villa, and y'all, I needed Miss Kitty was gonna come help me put this up and everything, and y'all, it's a set of 18 LED lights, you know, little bulbs, not overly bright, and 36 feet of cabling and all, and you know, people will put them up out in the yards and all that kind of stuff, but y'all, I put it around the upper part of my porch, that way I could, what I wanted to do is take my Wi-Fi controlled thing that I got for Grandma, plug, and then I was going to plug these lights into it, and I could turn the lights on from my phone or turn them off from my phone, so when I was going out to have a cocktail or whatever, I could turn them on so I could see where I was going, and then they'd be on when I got home, and all, y'all, it's a lovely idea. But y'all, the plug, the controller plug, is too wide for the outdoor junction box, so I may have to talk to my neighbor about that, see if he can help me with that. Big Fatty. But anyway, I had to get some screws and some little cable holders and a special extension cord and all this kind of stuff so that I could get all that installed. And y'all, I watched some stuff on the TV machine. machine. Yo, that's a, what is that, Big Fatty? I don't remember you eating anything today. I think I had a blueberry English muffin and coffee. But anyway, let's see, what else did I do? What did I do? Big Fat. Oh, I went for another nipple walk around Fat Acres. And then we were taking Granny out for his celebration of exiting of the birth canal supper. And y'all, we had made reservations at this place downtown, and evidently Durwood fucked it up somehow. And y'all, anyway, we ended up going to the Outback Steakhouse. That was Granny's second choice, so we went there and had a real nice time. We had the Bona Keller was there, and our friend Bill and Durwood and Granny and I. Big Fatty had a piece of prime rib. Y'all, I couldn't eat it all, so I brought half of it home. And the Bona Keller, he had ordered mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese as his side dishes. And y'all, they brought him mashed potatoes and a baked potato and macaroni and cheese. So he didn't want the baked potato, so I brought it home too. So y'all, I think that's gonna be my lunch today. At the coal mine is a baked potato and Big Fatty eating how the hog. Don't forget you got that solid too. That's true. Then after that we went out to the bar, and y'all, it was the bar's 1 year anniversarium with the new owners, and y'all, it was real nice. Big Dick was there and some other folks that we see on a regular basis. Y'all, we just had a real good time. Big Fatty left about 11 p.m. in the evening, came on home. I don't know what time Granny and the rest of them left, but anyway, got home and slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why you're going to have clean sheets tonight. It's true. Then Sunday, y'all, got up and Miss Kitty came out. Before Miss Kitty came out, y'all, I did another walk of nipple walk of a Fat Acre. Big Fatty, you've been getting your exercise this weekend. It's true, I have. There's that. Then Miss Kitty came, and we got all the lights hung up. Y'all, he comes to help me because he has an electric drill. Y'all, I broke his drill bit. So we had to go to the Lowell's. And I got him some new drill bits to replace the ones that we broke. And y'all, they had some gorgeous, just gorgeous ferns, hanging basket ferns. And y'all, my ferns have been looking kind of sad. They're just a yes, Big Fatty, very sad. And y'all, I had looked for ferns when I was out at the Lowell's on Saturday, and they didn't have any. And y'all walked in Sunday, and they had these big racks of them. So y'all, I picked up two. I think I'm gonna go back and get two more of them. Yes, Big Fatty. And then we finished up the lights and all, and y'all watch the superb owl, and it was a lovely and relaxing weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's February content contest month. It's February content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with so-so questions. Because that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall love giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February content contest month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for the... It was an okay bumper this time. I can't say it was one of you. It was just sort of a so-so bumper. But thank you nonetheless for putting a half-ass effort into it. We appreciate it. Well, we sort of appreciate it. We don't. Oh! Oh! Big Fatty, I don't like it when that cat comes. All right, y'all just go over there in the corner. Yeah, I'll take care of this. Hello?
Unfreaking believable. What? I forgot to enter the number one fan contest.
Mom, that's like who you are.
It's horrifying. I just saw Fart's tweet from 19 hours ago. It ended yesterday at 3 o'clock. I totally forgot.
I guess you could say you're not the number one fan.
That's rude. Why would you say that when you know I am?
What are you going to do?
I'm not quite sure there's anything I can do. I just realized it right now. So yesterday I looked at the clock. It's like 10 o'clock. I'm like, okay, I got to set myself a reminder. Then I was a little discombobulated with the time zones. And I was like, well, what should I do? And okay, I'll send it. Then I got busy at work, left work, went to the gym, and totally forgot about it until just now. I suck.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Even though you couldn't be bothered. You just couldn't be bothered to end the number. Be Fanny, don't rub it in. No, honestly. Miss Bacon, it's okay. It's okay. And you were not the only one that got a late entry in for the number one fan contest. Miss Bacon, we had several folks that it just slipped their mind, or they just got it in late. Princess Hana was late. She forgot. You forgot. The little Aussie Battler. Forgot. RT Cruiser, Big Fatty, there. Scotty and RT are in the future. Yes. And that RC Martinez also forgot. Big Fatty, I'm sure there were I'm sure there were others as well, but you know, it's all fine and dandy, and I know that you are You're delighted. You're delighted with the outcome of the taking nothing away from the number one, number two, and number three fan for 2017. Taking nothing away from them. It's all about participation. It's all about precipitation, and you know, all of you. Even if you didn't enter, you can join in and participate in the what do you call it? Big Fatty, we don't know. Yeah, you do. It's the so-so question month, and y'all, it's your time. It's your time to ask just some mediocre questions, just like Dicker's bumper. You know, it's just you know, don't put a lot of effort into it. It's just, you know, it's just so-so. You know, it's should I do it? Should I not? I don't know. Let's you know, just do a little half-assed. Any so-so questions for a so-so month? That's how February is, and it's your 10th year, starting your 10th so-so year. Oh, dear God, see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. You know, I've been telling you about the Phoenix Dave's new little show, the Hypocrisy podcast. Y'all, it is finally over there in the iTunes, so go over there and subscribe to it. HIPOCRISY podcast. So there you have it. Y'all, speaking of mediocre and so-so, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, y'all, she's broken off our place. I don't know how she did it. Big Fatty, she fart? Maybe, but old gal, when you heard the winners of the number one fan contest, what did you think?
I kind of got a little throw up in my mouth.
Oh, you were so excited that your tummy got upset. Oh, bro.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.